The digital ecosystem cracks. GIFs, game engines, and press freedom. Google shut down the Tenor GIF API on Tuesday, instantly breaking GIF search functionality across Discord, WhatsApp, X, and Blue Sky simultaneously. Google acquired Tenor in 2018 and integrated it as the default GIF engine for much of the social web before quietly deprecating the API without adequate migration time for developers. A pattern the developer community has come to call getting Googled, referring to the recurring cycle of Google building load-bearing infrastructure for third-party developers and then making unilateral decisions that break those dependencies. The Godot engine, one of the most widely used open-source game engines employed by tens of thousands of independent developers worldwide, formalized a ban on AI-authored code contributions after maintainers, often unpaid volunteers, reported being overwhelmed with low-quality AI-generated pull requests that passed initial screening but were poorly documented and subtly broken in ways that only emerged later. The ban is a practical defensive measure against a signal-to-noise problem created by the dramatically lowered barrier to generating code with AI tools. The Entertainment Software Association faced its own credibility crisis after a representative at a California Senate hearing on game preservation claimed that private community servers, such as those run by Minecraft players, constituted piracy. The statement was legally inaccurate and politically disastrous. The ESA walked it back almost immediately, but the damage to its standing on game preservation legislation was real. The underlying policy question, whether publishers can invoke intellectual property claims against community servers for discontinued games that publishers themselves have abandoned, remains unresolved. A federal judge blocked the Pentagon's journalist escort policy for the second time, ruling the requirement that reporters covering Defense Department activities be accompanied by military personnel was likely unconstitutional under the First Amendment. Separately, reporting emerged on a $500 million no-bid contract for construction associated with Trump's ballroom. A sole-source contract of that scale, without competitive bidding, that is expected to draw scrutiny from the Government Accountability Office and congressional oversight committees.